go forward a little bit. What is today? May 18th, 1977. I'm talking to Queenie Udell.
I take this pen and I cut my palms and I lay it on here.
Pin it on. Do you call those yo-yos?
That's what it is. See? And then you cut.
Oh wow, so yeah. That gives you two yo-yos.
Yeah, give you two. Then you can leave with them. Some people only use them. Yeah. Fold it.
Oh, fold it under. You fold under the edge.
Yeah.
Okay, and you hem it?
Yes, you have a little tougher piece of cloth, and I won't, but I'm showing you.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Yeah.
I just found this and I just come out with it.
Okay. You go all the way around.
Okay.
You pulling it real tight when you go by or?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. You get it sold before you go to pull it.
Okay.
You gotta see how it is.
Oh,
it
don't
look like it's gonna be nothing.
Yeah. Do you always use do you use thick thread like that all the time?
Is you it, have to though. If you don't use just the thicker, no made of this kind of thread, it'll pull out. See
that? Oh, yeah.
Is that embroidery thread?
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. See, if you use this here, it won't pull loose as fast. Mm-hmm. But if you use anything else, it's gonna pull them little bit of
sawing thread.
Like 60 or something. It ain't gonna stand there until you pull it.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That is
you pull it and
great.
Then you're taking
tack it.
Yeah, you're taking
oh, I see, and just anchor it right through.
That's all you gotta do.
And that's it. And then when you get a whole bunch of those done, how do you flatten them out?
You flatten them out long when you're going, don't you want them flatten them because it takes too long.
Oh.
See, when you get one done, you just sit up and flatten that. Then you show you how to do the rest of it. Tell me.
Really? I wouldn't think that was how you did it. It's goes pretty fast when you know how to do it really right.
When you get it sold, get them all sold, then you get them, they're going to do them like that.
Put one on top of the other. Two yo-yos. They face each other? Okay. You just tack them together on one side. Okay.
Got that. I'll tell you one thing, when you get this going, you don't want to sew no more. I just like to, to do it like that. So you take this other one. About my quilt.
Well, let's see. We had it was Mrs. White. Mrs. White told us about your quilt.
Morgan.
Right.
Nancy, I told Nancy we had been to see you today, and she said, "Oh, that's some quilting down there, isn't it?" And I said, "Yeah."
She
came
out here.
Yeah,
she
said she had.
I see now you That's starting of it now.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's how many?
Yeah,
these are, when these are done, these are about the size of dimes. And how many of these would you say is in that big quilt?
I never count. I just be working. Yeah, I didn't have nothing.
I figured 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
I don't know how many in there because I ain't counting.
Uh huh.
I did good to do that.
Yeah, I know that. How long did it take you to make that quilt?
Yeah, I was making.
Just spare time.
When I started on it, my mother was sick, mm-hmm. And I went to sleep out of her, and I come back and see, I work on it until I work on it and go right back like that. And just like I be sitting up here on the porch looking, I be working on that quilt. That's how it got me
back. Well, so that you did that in your spare time, and
that's right.
Did it take you like a year to do it, or?
Yeah.
2 years?
No, it won't take you 2 years to do it like that. If you work on it every day, it don't take you that long. And that little, that bigger, if you can make that in 4 hours, you get your block cut out. You can make that in a hood.
Wow. Do you use just your spare material from sewing and use your scraps for your yo-yos?
People give me scraps and I take it and sew.
Uh-huh. How many quilts have you done?
I can't
tell
you. I don't know.
Sometimes you
may
ask them to
come out of quitting, eh? Oh, God, but you see, I can't sew.
When did you first make a quilt? Was it along?
Miami.
How many years ago was that?
I don't know. I'm 57 now, so I don't know. And my grandma took it. I got me some crocus sacks. And made me a lining for it. And I was picking me a quilt. She took it. She said, it's the first quilt my grandchildren ever made. So I took it.
Was that when you were a little girl? Or?
I was big enough to make that quilt.
Oh, gosh. When you do quilts, on a frame, like piecing together, is there any particular pattern that you usually do, or all kinds?
I'm going to do some of all those if I take that notion.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one thing about it, I like the embroidery too. I got some pillowcases I embroidered.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have any of those?
I got them all in there. I like the embroidery. And I take that notion.
Uh-huh.
You get tired of setting up and looking, you can do something, can't
you? Yeah. Really?
I told you that I was going to show you.
Okay, yeah.
You know that.
That is coming right along there.
Oh, but it takes so much time.
Oh, it does.
Well, you can't add and look at it.
That's great.
Can't look at it.
Then we'll know. We'll know how to do it. We're going to be setting up an exhibit of folk crafts, of different things that people do in Miami,
yeah,
for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Would you want to exhibit one of your quilts there, or do you not want to do that? Yeah. Well, I know. It'd be... Okay. Let's see this. This is neat. Did you ever do any of it?
No.
Yeah, I know it, really. I know, you really have to have patience. Really. Gosh. Boy, I wish it would rain, don't you?
Yeah, it's about
time
to shower anyway. I was really.
Oh, wow. Do you use patterns or?
Yeah, I stamped in.
Oh, those are stamped patterns on here? What kind of stitch is this?
That's the way I fix mine.
No, does it have a name? I can't remember.
Back, you see the back stitch and it won't fall out like you do the other. You see, some people make it and the inside, all the stuff be in there. I bet you mine don't.
Oh, yeah.
See that?
That is, these are great.
Yeah, and see your back stitches won't show your thread, or you know, won't bundle up your thread.
Yeah.
And the design shows up very clearly.
That's clear. Right.
Is this called popcorn stitch? Is that what? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of all the names of it. These are really nice.
Well,
gosh, you really, you have a lot of patience. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
With all of them, I take that
milk. Well, it keeps you busy.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's what I've been doing. I'll show you something else I got to do.
She works all the time, doesn't she? She after you to do stuff too? She want you to get and do stuff? You have your own things that you do.
Yeah.
Oh
gosh. That's true. Well, it takes a lot of work.
I made these, yeah, but I got this. You know, get me some more cotton tape. I want to get me some foam rubber, you know, and put in them so they lay flat.
Oh. How do you do that? this is all gathered, isn't it?
Gather what I got.
Oh,
I bet
wow.
He don't know what. Oh. See, I'm going to take it and put me a little more, take the cotton and flatten it out so it'll be pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Those are great.
It came like that and then you stitched it onto the fabric here at the pillow.
That, you know what that is?
Is it
you know, like you have the pajamas, you know, with all that stuff on.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what that is. I just took it, cut it off, and made me a pillow.
Wow. Did you ever see one like that, or is that, you just made it up?
I just made it, just looked at it, and I took it, you know, cut it off so it wouldn't ravel or loose, cut it so I could sew it, and I sewed that like that.
Wow. That is, I've never seen
one pajama.
Like that, have
see,
you?
Pajama, you know, all that stuff be on pajama. Mm-hmm. Well, I cut it off, I said, I put it in a bag. One day I was looking, I said, I'm going to make me a few lights. I got the machine, all I went.
Do you gather it? Is that on
it
here?
It's already gathered.
Oh, yeah, it is already gathered. You just sew it on.
You know how to put it in here.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at the peacock. Look at that. Gosh, that is great. That is a lot of work.
I got one in there. I want to wake it when I find a piece of gold.
How did you get the design on here?
Stump it on there.
So you have to iron it on? Where do you get your stamps from? Do you buy them somewhere?
Talk about these things, but the stuff, I have to buy them when I find something, you know, I buy.
Uh-huh.
I buy.
Uh-huh.
And then I stamp.
I really wonder how many of those little babies are. Probably a couple
maybe
thousand.
Maybe 10,000.
No.
It could be, Peggy and that little one. I bet you there is a lot of you.
What kind of pattern is this?
Necktie.
Necktie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Bow tie, you call it.
Uh-huh, bow tie?
Depending on, yeah.
Oh, gosh. And you had to quilt this all in your lap?
That's the way I quilt.
Do you use a frame, a little frame at all, or?
I take
a piece of
want me to open it up?
Gosh. Do you have like an embroidery hoop to put it on when you quilt it? Or just...
I just put it in my lap like this.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm. Just like this here.
What's inside it? What do you fill
cotton.
It?
Cotton.
Cotton?
Do you have to card your own
What's
bat?
The other side?
Did you card the cotton and make your own bat?
No, I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
But see, I can't, I don't, when you're sewing that, you can't put them close together, but it will keep you warm.
Yeah.
Well, this winter, I bet you were glad to have those.
I'm so glad.
Look at this one.
Started like a string quilt.
That's exactly what I'm. Oh, can we take a picture of this? Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. That's exactly the thing that we wanted to show. You call this string quilt?
It's all like a string quilt, these little pieces.
Uh huh. That is really beautiful. I'd love to see it all out. Do you want to take a picture outside? Was this the first kind of quilt that you made, string quilt? Or?
This young saw like a string quilt. See them little, little pieces?
The first
string quilt supposed to be crossways.
Crossways?
Mm-hmm. You make it crossways, and be pretty.
Did you ever make one of those, a string quilt?
I started one, but I don't know where my string went.
Really?
I think I've carried that in the moment, but I made it.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What was the first quilt that you ever made? Do you remember what kind of quilt that was?
I sewed it together and got to it.
Oh, you don't even remember what it is. Gosh, can you get by there? Oh, wow. Look at this one.
That's a windmill.
That is nice, too. Oh, look at that. And you do this. The quilting itself, is it in any particular pattern? The quilting stitches that you're... In lines? Is that kind of in a semicircle, then you quilt? In a fan pattern, kind of?
That's the way I cut them.
Uh-huh.
You quilt it like that. See how you can see that in good.
Uh-huh.
You can't see.
Yep.
You have to quilt it, cause it so you can let it, won't be all knotted up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. How long does it take you to stitch up the quilting, to quilt it? After it's all pieced together.
When I be here. I'll be gone. I'll be waiting.
We know.
Gosh. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
This is made out of polyester instead of cotton.
Arrow!
Is that because, do you like working with this kind of material better than cotton, or cotton better than this?
You can tell when you get the sewing. I don't know what.
Right.
No, I ain't paid too much attention.
Uh-huh.
When you want to do something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, gosh. They are nice. She got more back there. Oh. Oh, this one's beautiful. Uh-huh. Little blocks mm-hmm. and around. I've heard some people call this the log cabin.
It might be. I don't know what the log cabin or what, but I'll be sewing on it.
Did your mother quilt?
I never see Mama make a quilt. I ain't.
Did your grandmother?
Grandma used to make them a long time ago, but when I got...
Well, how did you ever learn in the very beginning?
You want to learn something, you get off and learn it.
Uh-huh.
Well, this year I made this out of that stretchy
stuff.
See,
that's
That's
a double knit windmill pattern.
That old stuff was stretched so bad.
Yeah.
You can't.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right.
You can't hardly.
You can't hardly work with it, can you, with it stretching like that? Or?
I can.
Can you?
I got that.
Yeah, you got it really flat.
Right here.
Was it harder to work with than cotton is?
If you're taking double that, you can sew it, but if you don't double, you can't sew this in.
Yeah.
See, I double it.
Oh, yeah.
And then see, it don't pull like this.
I really like the way you matched up the different kinds of, all in different colors.
Like, you know, so it'll show up.
Right. All day? Gosh, you really have to have patience, you know? Yeah. Really. You really have to.
I got one here. I don't care to tell which way it's going. I'm coming now. I don't know which way.
Oh. Pretty. That's kind of, that's got all... Right. Whatever you were working on, that's the way you quilted it, right? That whatever. And that's got some strips and some triangles. And gosh, that's a lot of work, though. What for your backing? What do you usually use? Just whatever kind of material you can find. Uh huh.
If you ain't gonna get rid of it, you can fix it. If you're gonna keep them, so you can fix them like you
right.
want.
Right, like you want them.
If you're gonna sell it, you gotta get new stuff.
Yeah. Does anyone else around here quilt for your
life? I think you're on here. I tell you, you know these belts off of April string?
Mm-hmm.
I got it from the sewing factory up there on my sister-in-law. Now, them belt straps off the April string.
Sure.
And I took and fixed that.
What's that?
Gosh.
Look at this one's reversible. It's got, you got
both sides.
Really bold red. That is beautiful. That is really nice.
But I
sew
one, see, I sew in my lap.
When's the first time you ever did the yo-yo kind?
Me?
When's the first time you ever did a yo-yo quilt?
See, Mama used to make them things. Yeah, the go, you know, when I was little.
Uh-huh.
She used to make them, so I thought about it. And I started up when I got here and got lonesome.
Uh-huh.
I started making them. And that's how I started.
And you've just made two of the yo-yo quilts, right?
That's all.
Yeah, that's all you need, really, for a whole lifetime, I bet. You probably don't want to see another yo-yo in your life. You probably don't want to see another yo-yo again. I know.
If I start one, I'll have to start now. And if I did one every day for 40 years, I'd be finally ready.
Really? What time is it anyway?
It's a quarter of five.
Ooh. We probably got to go.
See,
these are the blocks.
I'm going to make me some pillows. That's what I'm
doing. Oh, I see.
That'll be neat.
Right.
Those are
beautiful.
That'll be really neat. That's what I'm going to do with these. I'll wait, I'll pull a deal tone, and I'll be doing everything. Then I'll work, but I come in, and don't be tired. I get that room, get that thing in there, and start.
Are you gathering deer tongue now for the
That's what I love.
That's what you're doing today.
Oh, gathering deer tongue? What do you use that for?
I don't know. I'm just telling it.
They use it in curing the tobacco.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kick the table up
there. Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I'll be doing something all the time.
That's great.
So,
that's
cars.
Yeah.
You keep your mind right, you'll be doing all right. I just like it. Yeah, you can carry one of them if you want to.
Well, why don't we come back and get it when I have this, when I have the release form, and when we can bring you back some pictures. So it won't be for a couple. This interview was conducted at Queen Udell's house outside of White Springs, Florida. Mary Beland and Peggy Bolger interviewing with Mr. Udell present.